Previously on The Ceiling Fan.
I don't care anymore. I've got to talk to Ethan. What was that?
I'll go check. You make your phone call.
Who is it?
It's not me!
Well, if it's not you, then why are you calling?
The guy touring with you guys isn't really Aaron. My cell phone's acting funny. I've only got, like, 2 bars.
Well, after that EMP I just set off, I wouldn't expect any phones to work in this house.
He snuck up behind me like Batman.
You're the one who kidnapped me?
I'm the guy who's gonna be in a lot of trouble if his boss finds out I let you escape. And if you try anything, I'll shoot you both. You two are coming with me.
Bill, wake up. Are you okay?
Oh, my head.
You just sent the boys to their certain demise.
We're just going to have to find them before Starkov does. I can be in the area in about 10 minutes.
Bernard, you're like an angel of death. My life was fine until you showed up. Every time I think I'm safe, every time I care about anyone, which is rare, by the way, you show up, and you destroy everything that's important to me.
Jessica, what are you doing here?
Game?
You boys are in a lot of danger.
I think you'll be just fine. My name is Sylvester Rochelle, and I am the good guy.
What's that?
It's the beeper.
The beeper?
Yeah.
Well, looks like it's your lucky day, Theron. You're going to meet the director.
Bernard, how are you? You've been doing great work out there. Phil, it's been some time. I can't thank you enough for all you've done these last few months. It is great to see you back in action again.
With all due respect, Mr. Director, what exactly are we doing here? Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that we've got several people MIA, one of which happens to unknowingly hold the key to an extremely dangerous machine.
I guess you haven't been filled in yet.
What are you talking about?
We've been out of contact with Rebecca. The last contact she made was at 2345. We received a distress signal from her beeper.
Guys, you've done good work. You've both laid your lives on the line to protect Ethan and to slow Starkorp. But it wasn't enough. At 2300 hours, we received a message from Rebecca that she had found Ethan and James. She was going to detain them and bring them in. The last signal was received at 2345, indicating her location. It was right here, confirming our previous suspicions that this is the location of the machine.
So you're saying...
This is now a rescue mission.
Then what are we waiting for?
A power surge.
What?
Look, with the blueprints, we were able to figure out a lot about the machine. One of which is that it uses an incredible amount of power. Rebecca's on the inside. Her training would tell her to scan the layout of the building with her fingernail scanner. It's a camera-like device located in her fingernail. Our experts believe in order to initiate the machine's power sequence, it will need to use all the power from the generators. It will cause a brief lapse in the security system, which will allow her to send us those scans. Until we have that analysis, we can't go in there. Fortunately, we know Ethan is safe as long as the machine is off.
How long do we have once this machine is turned on?
An hour before it can be used.
And what if they kill Rebecca before she can send the signal?
I don't think they'll do that.
How can you be so sure?
Because he's not after her.
Then what is he after?
He's after me.
All right, get in there, both of you.
You're not gonna put us in the trunk?
Dude, I don't want to be cramped in the trunk with you. It was bad enough having to be cramped on that bus.
I'm not falling for that again.
Where are you taking us anyway?
Where I was taking you in the first place. To headquarters. Now be quiet.
Dude, this is a really sweet car. Can I drive?
Headquarters? Are you working with Phil? Phil and Bernie behind all this?
Look, kid, we have a long drive ahead of us, and I don't want to play 20 questions the entire way, so if you could please just zip it.
Dude, you're in big trouble anyways. This is kidnapping.
I used to play 20 questions on road trips with my brother. My real brother, not just one of my bros. Which is what I call people, which I just realized. Did you know I call people bro, but they aren't usually my brother? That's pretty far out, right?
Both of you, please, just be quiet.
What do you mean?
Bernard, Phil, You may know a little bit about a former agent who developed much of the video game recruitment program.
Sylvester Rochelle, yeah, but he went missing.
Well, that's not exactly true.
What does that mean?
Rochelle was my partner a long time ago, much like you two, but we had different focus. He wanted to focus on his family, I was focused on my career. When I was promoted to director, it was hard on both of us. Rochelle had a hard time seeing me as his superior, especially since he was offered the job first.
Really?
He was more qualified, but he turned it down. He already hated how much this job kept him away from his family. He was a good man, but the tensions between us grew. I was driven and wanted to succeed, and I wanted my department to succeed. I saw him as lazy, weak, unable to see the big picture. He expected me to give him time off because we had been friends, but I was out to prove a point. So I pushed him. I made him work more hours. He even talked to me about how I needed to spend more time with my family. He was right, but it was too late.
So what happened?
He was working on a case that went sour. He made some enemies in the process. One night, while I was making him work late on paperwork, someone came after him, thinking that he was at home. They rigged his house with 50 pounds of C4. The explosion took out his entire family.
So that's when I first realized I could both eat through my mouth and drink through my nose at the same time. Of course, my teacher wasn't as impressed as the rest of the class, but I didn't care, dude. I'd love to show you, man, but I'd have to find something around here to eat. You got anything, like, in the glove box or something?
Hey, man, you don't have to talk so much, please.
Oh, no, man, it's totally fine. I don't mind at all. I used to host a 3-hour radio show back in high school called Surf's Up, like SUP, you know? It was killer rad. It was pretty popular, even though our station didn't go out past the school campus. People weren't allowed to listen in class, but I didn't care. It was the experience that would last a lifetime, bro. Knowledge, you know, that's what it's all about. Knowledge is power, even if it's low-power radio. Knowledge about low-power radio isn't low-power knowledge, that's my motto.
Ugh, why have I been assigned to babysit these two?
I know how to get them to be quiet.
What, you what?
I know the secret.
Yeah, I've got the secret too. It's called a roll of duct tape.
Not quite. He would actually keep talking just as comprehensively.
Fine. What?
It's not gonna be that easy. First, you gotta tell me where you're taking us.
You know what? Fine. If it'll get you to shut up, you're not gonna be around long enough to tell anybody anyway. Headquarters is in North Dakota. It's a long drive, so please, just give me some peace and quiet.
North Dakota? What, is that where Phil wants to dispose of us?
Phil? Oh, Phil Jingus? You think he's behind all this? Wow, you guys are really clueless. Yeah, right. Phil's a Boy Scout.
Oh, dude, I was in the Boy Scouts as a kid. That's actually where I learned how to communicate with squirrels.
Dude, you just stole that from a movie.
For real? The movie got it from me.
No, what? Not an actual Boy Scout. I mean, Phil's a do-gooder, an all-American boy. He's one of the few agents that my boss couldn't convince of the truth about the agency. Not like the big boss, of course. My recruiter, the guy who showed me the light.
Wait, what? The agency? That's real? I thought that was just a joke Phil told Ethan so he wouldn't realize that he was a loser living in his mom's basement.
Hey now, nothing wrong with being a loser living in your mom's basement.
Hey, I thought you said you were going to give me the secret to how to get this guy to shut up.
Right, he is just hungry. Indonesian fast food's his favorite.
Bruh, Indonesian fast food will shut anybody up. That stuff is the bomb.ca, which I'm pretty sure stands for California.
You guys are messed up. Fine, let's go.
You're saying somebody took out his whole family? Well, no wonder he's upset.
It was the worst moment of my life.
And he blames you for his loss.
Yeah, me and the agency.
I can't blame him. You neglected your family for a job, and you pushed that on others.
I protected my family, and I provided for them.
But you weren't there for them.
You think I don't regret that? You think I wanted to live this life? But I can't just turn around once I've learned the truth. There is no easy way out.
that's not what Rochelle seems to think.
Rochelle isn't the only bad man we're fighting. He just happens to be the one who has the resources and the knowledge of operations to bring us down. All he sees is the emotion of his personal situation. He wants to destroy us because he thinks we took his family away. He doesn't see the good that we do.
It's really hard to see the good, Mr. Director, when it's buried so deep under lies.
What's that?
It's a signal. Rebecca sent the files. The machine is on. You boys need to get in there now.
Go, 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 go! Get on that bus, get on the bus! Excuse me. I think we lost him.
Whoa, dude. Here we are, back on a bus.
Dude, that was amazing, Kurt. Telling the cook it was his birthday and having Story Man come out and dance with him so we could escape, it was genius.
Oh, yeah, for sure, bro. That turned out to be a great time to escape.
Yeah, wait, that wasn't your plan from the beginning?
Oh, totally. Well, I mean, not totally. I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
You mean it actually was his birthday?
Yeah, I wouldn't lie about something like birthdays. Besides, I know you wouldn't be into that stuff either, bro.
How in the world did you know it was his birthday?
It was on his driver's license. I saw it when I lifted his wallet.
What? You stole his wallet?
Well, stealing his wallet wasn't the hard part. I've got lots of practice with that kind of thing. It was putting it back that was really difficult. Had to kind of finagle a little bit. Do the old flippy flip and swoop to do. I guess Dumbledore was right when he said that thing about, you know, doing the right thing, being hard or whatever. Because I'm pretty sure this guy thought I was hitting on him. But dude, I was not. I really was not hitting on him. I just wanted to put his wallet back, and he like turned around and he like looked at me, and I was like, and I was like, here, and he was like, and I was like, I'm gonna leave. It was weird. It was weird.
You put it back?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, little bro. I guess I, you know, just kind of felt like guilty or whatever. I mean, not because anything actually happened. I told you I was not hitting on him, but like taking the wallet, I don't know. I just never felt like something like that was wrong. I mean, I usually had a pretty simple way to, like, justify it, you know? Like, I was Robin Hood taking the coffers from, like, the rich folk and, like, giving them to the peasants. But, like, now, being around you, I feel bad about it, you know? Little jerk.
Oh, sorry, I guess.
Aw, you're fine. Maybe I'm turning over a new leaf. Guess you're a good influence on me, huh? Just isn't something I'm used to, you know?
I'm proud of you. That's awesome.
Yeah, it feels kind of good, you know? Feels like I'm shedding a skin and coming into my true self, right? Part of me still feels like it would have been really useful to have that guy's wallet, but I figure, how can we be the good guys if we aren't being the good guys? Whoa. That should be our motto, being the good guys, right?
That's a great motto, man. I just wish we knew where they were holding Ethan so we could help him.
Oh, well, maybe this'll help?
What is it?
Oh, this? It's just a napkin with the coordinates of the headquarters of StarCorp. If that's their real name.
I think we can be decently sure that that's their real name. If he was honest about everything else, I don't think he'd lie about the name.
Right.
This is great. This is everything we need. We can actually be the heroes now.
It looks like it's time for Kurt and Aaron to save the day.
Then let's swashbuckle this pterosaur. Being the good guys.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Ceiling Fan. One more episode, that's a two-part episode left until the end of this very, very long story arc. I know, it's taken really a long time, but I had no idea that my life would change so much between the time I started this and the time that I finished it. The story arc, not the show itself. I'm not finishing the show. Who knows what's going to happen after this? We'll see. I don't know. As usual, thank you all for your patience, unless, of course, you're not a doctor. In which case, thank you for waiting. Unless, of course, you don't work at a restaurant, and in which case, All right, enough of the bad puns. Today's episode of The Ceiling Fan was written and directed by yours truly, Kevin McCreary. Voice talent includes Scott McCreary, my dad. That's not to be confused with Scotty McCreary, the country singer. Different guy. Justin McKenzie, Mark Jones, with Charlie Roth returning as the voice of Kurt. Also, sound design by Chris Green. Get used to hearing his name, America, because I think he's going to be helping out a lot more with production on The Ceiling Fan in the near future. Also, original music by Natasha Green, his sister. Give her a hand for stepping in and scoring this episode. I think she did a fantastic job. They were both a huge help in getting this episode done, and actually getting it done fairly quickly. I look forward to working with them more in the future. Well, and one more thing. So I just started a YouTube channel. I know I've announced that I've started YouTube channels in the past, but now I've started another one. It's called Say Goodnight, Kevin. I don't know how long I'll be doing it. Hopefully for a very long time. If you want to check it out, I'm putting up a new episode every Friday. Search youtube.com/saygoodnightkevin and follow me on Twitter @goodnightkev. Thanks, everybody. You've all been awesome supporting me in the past, and I expect you to do it again.